This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with the Beach & Company 1130 today. The governor will be on. Yes, Governor Andrew Cuomo. The majestic hierarchy there in Albany. He's at the top of the heap, and he'll be on at 11:30, as is most of the time. This is the beginning, and he starts on time, generally. We've got a lot of Facebook, which we'll get to a little bit later, but meanwhile, let us go to the phones. Mary in Lancaster is on line two. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. Sandy, your previous caller, I was glad to hear him say, he brought up the fact of the sanctuary cities and about Cuomo and sanctuary cities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And sanctuary cities and free college.
Yes. And also now de Blasio is saying, you know, just because you're in a blue state that the president is, you know, he's complaining about the president, okay, because of the money, the federal money. Somebody, or you guys are pretty good with this, you know, Googling and whatever the heck. Somebody should get the, like a split screen, de Blasio complaining and Cuomo complaining about federal money and everything else, and have the split screen of them saying when Trump was going to close the borders and he was going to have ICE crack down on these illegals, and Cuomo says, no, we are not going to, you know, we're closing our, we're a sanctuary city. We're welcoming everybody. And that is the that was what created this problem in the first place. All those illegals bringing in illnesses, for one thing. But all.
Well, look at the leaders, the alleged leaders, right, who love, you know, open door, everything's free, including our county executive, Erie County Executive, Poland Cars. Let's open the door. We're a warming city. Right. Includes our mayor, Byron Brown.
Right.
Includes our governor. They all want to give it away and then complain that they have to make cuts.
Sure.
Like Poland Cars is talking about a 13% cut while they still have a huge amount of money in their rainy day fund. Now, if you've got a rainy day fund, when it rains, you should use it. That's why you have it.
Right. Yeah. Also, when you brought up this, you know, the charity begins at home. I mean, I go to church, you know everything, but the fact is I go to church and everything, but I'm also a charitable person. I believe that charity begins at home, and these people rejected, you know, they're rejecting their own citizens and in favor of illegals. But one more point I want to make, Sandy, about Biden with the president.
Yeah.
If I were a Caucasian male Democrat, I would be furious because Biden wants to pick preferably a woman of color and a woman, okay? What about how many, he's limiting the field. That is suppressing candidates and everything.
Yeah, he's just pandering. He's pandering so he can kind of lock up right. the woman. First of all, there's an assumption that if you have a woman vice presidential nominee, that you're going to vote for Biden because he has a woman there and you want to see women do well, as we all do. But I think a bigger priority is that the best person should get the job, not just because you're a woman. But that's what he throws in there. So I can understand a lot of people getting ticked off because he knows he needs something like that.
Listen, you know who I have a perfect candidate for him. Somebody
Who's that?
Suggested Maxine Waters, but I thought of, you know who he should pick? Bill de Blasio's wife is African-American, right? Pick wife as a running mate.
I think that might. But then she comes in with de Blasio's baggage, although he certainly won in New York City, but not every voter is like a voter in New York City. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Talking to Mary, how about Bill in Eden? That's next. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Here we go. Is Bernie back with your fancy ice cream like Nancy Pelosi's?
She will. The ice cream express will leave later in the day. Yes, just like Nancy Pelosi, we have a big freezer in the kitchen. Lance, how much did she pay for that freezer, Bernie? $24,000 for a freezer.
Do you know
Can
what,
you imagine that?
Do you know what the difference is between Nancy Pelosi and her freezer, Sandy?
No.
When Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, the light does not go on.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's very good.
I think Joe Biden should change his name to Gaffigan, like Jim Gaffigan. So he should be Joe Gaffigan with all those gaffes that he has.
That's true, and I love Gaffigan. He's on that CBS news show on Sunday morning from 9 to 10:30. It's very liberal, but they do some really good pieces on it. But Gaffigan, home with his five children and his wife, first of all, look at the background. He is sequestered in an apartment in New York City that looks like a palace. So he does very well, I guess, with his comedy.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden is doing his dire side chats from his basement.
Yeah, exactly. Biden, every day there's hope from the other side that the press is going to cover Biden because there's gaffes almost every single day. If they're obscuring your message, you got to find a way to cut down on the gaffes. Maybe write some of these things down so you don't lose track of them, things like that.
Now, with respect to our Governor Andrew Cuomo, I agree. He's probably not going to do anything this year because President Trump is really popular. The Democrats are just going to put up, you know, someone like Biden, like the way they put up Walter Mondale, I think, when Ronald Reagan was president.
Yeah, kind of like cannon fodder. You know it's not coming back.
You can say Cuomo's just biding his time.
Oh, wow. Well, we have to leave on that high comedic note. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. Okay, let's see. Well, it's time for a break. We will take a break and come back with your calls and some more Facebook pages. And at 11:30, the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo. Tony, was that my promo that just ran where it says, hi, this is Sandy Beach?
Yes, I was curious to hear it, so I played it going into the break, knowing that I would be doing a live read instead of you.
Well, I thought it was my promo. However, I have the copy here for the original of that, and it seems like it's been edited. You think I'd be edited by my own station?
No.
Wait a minute. I'm on the air 3 hours a day. I can say anything I want, but they edit a promo? I can't believe it. Oh, well. Let's get on with the unedited version of Beach & Company. Let's go to line five. Should be my friend Don on WBN. Don?
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
We are having a peachy day. And some people want to know where that ice cream store is. It's called Uncle G's. It's right near the Amherst Museum. It's on the other side of that intersection. You can't miss it. And they have rum raisin ice cream. And I buy it. When I go there, I pay for it. I never get anything for free. Okay, Don, what's on your mind today?
I think I'll hang up and go get some ice cream. No, I'm...
You need something to perk you up, you know, get you through the day.
Right. Earlier in the show, when you came up with these questions, and in particular, you asked Tony about... who he was going to pick for vice president, and you said that the thought process was he was going to pick a woman. and he said Michelle Obama. I thought that was very interesting because I honestly think that Barack Obama wanted Michelle to run for president for the longest time, and I guess she just didn't want to do it, didn't want to put herself through that ordeal. However,
that's a meat grinder, but go ahead, yeah.
However, all of a sudden, Biden starts supporting, Barack Obama starts supporting Biden. And I said, well, I wonder why at this time he would do that when he refrained from doing it for the longest of time. And Tony's idea makes sense because this way here, Michelle does not have to go through the ordeal and the rigmarole of running, which is very, very difficult. And it's a lot different when you run for something versus just inheriting it, which she would do under Tony's idea.
Yeah, I think you're right about the timing. Remember, they could not get. He served for 8 years with Barack Obama, and Barack Obama was not, backing him. And now suddenly he did, and right after he did, Michelle's name started coming up. And who knows with Biden? I think it would be hard if she showed any interest in doing it to pick anybody else. Because there's a lot of people that still like Michelle and Barack. And so that would bring with them some voters. I don't know how many, but certainly some.
Absolutely. And as far as President Trump, I honestly think he's refraining from saying anything really negative about Joe Biden because I think he's afraid that with all the tidal wave of enthusiasm for Cuomo, that he's afraid that Cuomo is going to replace Biden on the ticket and be his opposition. So he doesn't want to say anything because I think Trump thinks he can beat Biden easier than Cuomo.
Oh, I think that's a given. Absolutely right. And the bottom line is save your ammo for the trail. Focus on the illnesses here and lead America out of this. I think if we have any kind of a decent ending to this, he'll be a shoo-in. And if he doesn't, if this thing's still dragging on, it'd be a shame to blame him for it when, indeed, I think he's done a pretty good job considering what there was to be done. When he inherited the virus, he certainly didn't make it up.
No, definitely not. I don't know if you ever heard this story or not, but I heard this story, and I don't know how truthful it is, but it's at least funny, talking about Cuomo. He married Robert Kennedy's daughter, Kerry Kennedy.
Yes.
1991, and they got divorced in 2005. And apparently Cuomo wasn't exactly enthralled with her housekeeping during the times they were married. And he also did not like the Kennedy clan, and they frequently had to go up there to Hyannisport or wherever it was, and he apparently didn't care to do that. But it was one time that the Kennedy clan was down visiting the Cuomos, and the Cuomos apparently, they had pipe music in every room in the house. And apparently, Andrew Cuomo liked to play loud music, and he was a big music person. And this particular day that the Kennedy clan was there, he played a song you may be familiar with that I'm not, called Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, sure.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the lines in that song was, "Who killed the Kennedys?" And he's playing that over the pipe music when the Kennedy clan is in his house.
Oh, gee. Oh, man. So, yeah, I got, yes.
That's got to be a little embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a different playlist when your guests are in the song lyrics. Hey, thanks, Don, and thanks for that story. I had not heard that story at all. We appreciate it. Thanks for your call. All right, let's see. Buzzy, Mr. Buzzy, we got time for one or two more. And remember, the governor is on anytime from now on. What do you got, Buzz?
Yeah, we'll go back to the Cuomo thing. That's the one that's really lighting up on Facebook. And Sharon on Facebook says, I think Governor Cuomo would be a great choice for president if he ran as the guy we've seen the last 2 months. But if he's the Governor Cuomo we knew before March, he would be very far to the left, possibly the most liberal president to ever hold the office.
Wow, now that is a good review of Andrew Cuomo. All right, that about wraps it up for Beach and Company. I don't think I'll be back after the newscast because Andrew Cuomo should be here. But if he is, that's it for today. And if he isn't, I'll be back in a couple of minutes on News Radio 930 WBN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.